Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
Today I'm talking with the Executive Director of Native Seed Search, Bill McDorman. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
So please tell us all about Native Seed Search.
Oh, my gosh. Native Seed Search, in my humble opinion, is a breathtaking example of self-organized, nonprofit, non-governmental, long-term problem solving. It came together 30 years ago here in Tucson to save the seeds that have been adapted to the Southwest here for maybe 8,000 years before they disappeared. And we're here with our message, finally, and there's people to hear it, that if you want local food and you want sustainable agriculture in your region, if you're worried about food security, then you need to think about where the seeds come from. And we're here. We've got an incredible organization. We have a seed library. We have a retail store. We have a 60-acre farm. And we're here to help provide the seeds.
And tell me a little bit about the 5 and 5.
Eat 5, buy 5. Everyone eating 5 fresh fruits and vegetables every day. That's what we need for our health. That's USDA. And they want everyone to shift $5 more into local food. From Phoenix South in Arizona, if every unit that buys food, every family or individual, shifted $5 more into local food, we'd shift almost $300 million into our own economy. Wow. And if you've gotten involved with this, with the farmers markets or any of the new restaurants that are springing up, the new cuisine is all about fresh, local, and organic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're involved in that, now help us connect it back to the last piece that'll make it truly sustainable, and that's the seeds. And so, fortunately, Native Seeds has over 2,000 varieties of important agricultural crops that go back, as I said, thousands of years, that have come from 50 tribes that may have disappeared in the last 30 years had there not been someone there to save them. And now that we have, and the planet's getting warmer and hotter and drier, having things that actually work in our environment that are adapted to here is really important. They'll just need less water, for one thing.
How can someone get involved and help Native Seed Search?
We have up to 80 active volunteers from time to time, so you can volunteer with us. We have about 3,000 members that help support us financially. You can support us by just going into our retail store on Campbell, just south of Campbell and Fort Lowell. You can have access there to maybe 400 different varieties of these seeds. So just buying seeds helps support our mission. So those are the best ways. And you can find us nativeseeds.org on the web. You can get access to everything we do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.